Okay, we're in the thick of things. We're in Chayiv Zman, and I got one thing. We're in the thick of things. We're talking about a long winter, and guys got chizuk last week from my son Eliyahu's lima bean that sits in the ground. It sits in the ground. He even got an honorable mention at the Suda on Shabbos night. My little son Ellie, all of 6 years old, all of a sudden Donnie Sokol thanked him for his lima bean. I think he's ready to be a Rosh Yeshiva now with all this covered. But the truth is that this is the way it works. We pointed out that you can't know what's going on by anyone. Every person looks like that bean. And all of a sudden, things emerge. They come out of them. The Chayref Parshas Noach is this man of Zriya. And if a person sits and follows the program, it happens. It really comes together. And this is probably my favorite part of this profession that I'm in, is watching people from the beginning all the way through. I love watching people from first year to second year, third year, and just watching people develop. And it's humorous for me to remember people, what they looked like in the beginning, and how amazing it is, how big they became. Big! Gedolim! That's what happens. But there's a certain type of growth phobia. We're afraid of growing. I've had this growth phobia. Other people had. What's the fear of growing? Right? This is really scary. You're telling me if I sit here, I'm going to start growing? Why is that so scary? Because it's not me! All of a sudden, we picture ourselves wearing strimals and bekeshas and gartels and in the middle of Me'asharim going, Buri Chatu! I don't want to grow like that! It's scary! Right? I don't want to turn... I like being this lima bean. What are you doing to me? And the truth is, there's reason to be afraid. If a person was really going to be something new, that's very scary. That's very scary. But exactly like a seed, right? The way a seed grows is it doesn't turn into something new. A seed is packed with things. Koichos atzumos, to build trees, and then those trees have fruit, and the fruit fall, and then other trees come, and then those trees have fruit, and then other trees. Nitzchias, all in this little seed, it's packed with strength. Where is all of that in there? It's inside. It's not turning into something new. It's finding out what it is. And that is the side of growth. Growing doesn't mean becoming something you're not, and if you ever become something you're not, you should speak to your local rabbi and find out how to become yourself again, because it's very dangerous to be someone else. And that's a terrible thing. But we're packed with koichos. Inside of us are so many things about ourselves that we don't know. And it might be scary to think that we are actually really big, but that's exhilarating. Imagine how much is inside of us that if we just let ourselves keep going, we'll literally surprise ourselves. I always wonder if I would see myself today, like in high school, if they would show me a picture of me up here. You know what I would start doing? Crying hysterically. First of all, I'm bald. It's like I used to have, whoa, good hair, you know, the middle part. And, you know, like, why am I, you know, I was always trying to leave class, and all of a sudden, I'm here? That's very scary, right? But I'm not scared today. I would sit him down and say, Stark, sit down, let's have a beer together. It's going to be all right. You'll see, just go year by year, you'll be smiling by the end. You'll be smiling. But it is scary, and I'll tell you, this is what I'd like to be talking about. I'm asking you to give me a few weeks. Anything really deep, my goal here is to make everyone as big as my Rebbeim were able to give me wisdom. I'm trying to give it to you. Give me a few weeks on this topic, because I would like to try to discuss if learning Torah is really for everybody. And if it is, why? And I don't think that's an easy question. You know, a lot of times, you have people, when they're little, they know all the names of dinosaurs. You know, there's like these nerdy guys, like, you want to see my Tyrannosaurus Rex? Like all these different things, right? It's like, and they're like, what's the biggest word in the English language? And they're like, know that too, right? These are interesting kids. I never liked them, but they're cute kids. These are what we call cerebral children. They like using their minds. They always know all the planes and all the trucks and all the things, right? Cute little kids, right? And then they end up growing up to be scientists, or maybe even to become Talmidei Chachamim, Gedolim. Maybe. I understand that. That makes a lot of sense to me. Because they're brainy. They're brainy. But what about people like me? I remember that in high school, at 17, I didn't know if I was smart. You know why I didn't know? Not because I thought I was stupid. I didn't care. Because I was funny. In high school, if you're funny, you don't need to be anything else. I'm like, I'm funny. My parents would say, how are you getting C's? I'm like, because I'm funny. As long as I keep people laughing through life, right? And nevertheless, we find that people like me, perhaps some of you are like that too, who are, there are mere people in the mirror who are Rosh Chaburas, who are surfers. Whoa, Rosh, what happened to these guys? What happened to them, these poor guys? What changed about them? Where did they go wrong? What's going on over here, right? And if you're a surfer, I would just tell you, don't do this whole thing. Just like you can't do well in school, and you weren't interested in school, there's no way you should be interested in this. This is a big problem. Maybe this is too controversial, this topic, but this is something that bothers me. And I find fakert. I find that the best lamdanim sometimes are the least nerdy guys. The best people to speak and learning with are the ones who are really, who are ballers, who are chillers, who are all these things. They have the best pshat in Reb Chaim. What's pshat? What's going on over here? So, you could also say, you know, maybe we're not all supposed to be in kollel, right? We're not all supposed to be learning all day, right? And I'm going to say something, and I might lose my job. The Rashiva's not here today, so I'm in good shape. I can take care of these recordings. Kollel is a new phenomena, okay? It's a new phenomena. If you would go back 100 years ago, people worked for a living. So you see, we don't have to learn all day! Ah! It's a big scam! The whole thing's a big scam! Okay? Then I saw a Rambam. Okay? This is a Rambam. You can check it afterwards. The Rambam's talking about working people. And then I'm like, ugh. First I got really excited to tell you guys this in the Shmooze. It's a big scam. Let's all go. No. Not pushing. Says the Rambam the following thing. Ketzad, how does somebody who's working work and learn? Ketzad, haya bal umnas vaya oisek b'malacha shalosh shos. He works for 3 hours. And he learns 9 hours. This is the balabas of the Rambam. The Rambam later talks about people who learn all day. This person learns 9 hours. So I started to do the math, okay? How many hours do we learn in kollel, in yeshiva, right? Let's say 3 hours morning seder without coffee breaks, okay? Let's assume there are no coffee breaks. 3 hours in the morning, let's be generous, right? 3 hours in the afternoon, we're up to six. An hour and a half, 2 hours. Wow. It means the people who were working were all learning more than us. This made me feel very bad. I feel like I want to become a Baal Bus. Maybe there'll be more hope for my learning. It's probably true. So what's going on over here? That means all of Klal Yisrael learns all day. But we're not brainy. We don't know anything about dinosaurs and thesauruses and encyclopedias. And we don't function that way. So what's going on? What's happening over here? So we're going to discuss something very deep. And I'm asking you to please give me time. Please give me time. Give me this week. Give me next week. Give me the week after. It's a process. I want to start with the most basic point. And this is really amazing. Really incredible. There's a pasuk in Iyov. The pasuk says the following: Iyov hey Zayin, ki adam la'amal yulad. Man was created to work. Now, this is a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadi Tes. The Gemara says, what type of work? Maybe to work like this. Maybe to work for a living. Maybe to work with your mouth. Maybe to do all this. To learn Torah, to shteig. That's why a person was put in this world. Adam la'amal yulad. And then I saw a svorna. I saw a Sforno, and this Sforno bothered me, especially if you know the Gemara. It bothered me. The Sforno says the following. What does it mean, Adam la'amel yulad? Ki amnam ha'adam nolad la'amel echad bilvad. Man was created to do one type of work. What work is this? V'hu lahoitzi sichloi min ha'koyach el ha'poel. To make his brain become actualized. To take the little silly putty in his brain and use it, and use it, and use it, and use it. That doesn't sound very religious. Right? Afterwards, he says that's how you connect to Hashem. But that's against the Gemara. And the way I see it, the Gemara says it's to learn Torah. I think the Greeks could take this Sforno and, you know, they could bring this to universities. The expanding of the mind. The Jews believe in the expanding of the mind. Just expanding your mind, that's why you're brought here? So what's going on? What's pshat? I think the Sforno is teaching us pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara. The Sforno is teaching us that the whole purpose is for a seichel, for an intellect, to grow. Just like that little seed, right? You have in here a brain, and that brain has not been activated. And the goal of our whole life is to use that brain more and more and more and more and expand ourselves with that. What's going on? What's going on? The answer is the following. The answer is the following. What is an Adam? What is a person? What does it mean to be a person? It says in Bereishis, we're going back to creation, Rav Osai. We're going to the beginning. It says that we were created Bitzelem, Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu, in the image of Hashem and in his dzmus. What does it mean to be created in the dzmus of Hashem? In the image of Hashem. Zot Rashi. Lahavin ulahaskil. Man was created to understand things. That's interesting. Nobody told me that in yeshiva. Right? That what a person is understanding. That's what you are. And it's mefurish in Targum Onkelos, perhaps the most famous Targum Onkelos in all of Onkelos. It says that Hashem, Vayipach Apov Nishmas Chayim, Vayi Adam Lenefesh Chaya. Hashem made man a live soul. What does that mean? Havizba the Ruach Mamalla. He gave him the ability to speak. Now, what does it mean to speak? Can I explain to you what this means to speak? Speak doesn't mean like a parrot speaks. You know, you speak to the parrot speaks back. Speech means the following. Man is a being who is so wise to the point where he can articulate his thoughts, his deep understanding, even to others. The speech is the end of the process. It's not the beginning of the process. The power of speech is to be a carrier of wisdom and be able to even give it over. It's an incredible thing, right? Today you boot things up. We have the ability to boot each other up. Chazal say that a Rebbe and a Talmud is like a father and a son. How did they become sons? Because you're sending it out. Whoosh, whoosh. You're sending all this wisdom and they become that. They become that wisdom. The soul of what a person is his mind. That's what we are. That's the whole Adam. Why do we start Shmona Esrei with Ata Chonein La'adam Das? The first thing, after the three brachas that we praise Hashem, the first thing we say is, Hashem, you gave man a mind. It's not even a request. The first thing you say in Shmona Esrei is not a request. It's a statement. Ata, you, chonein, bestowed, ata chonein, lo'adam, to a man, das. You gave man a brain. Why do you have to start with a statement like that? Says the Shulchan Aruch. We're not taking out Svarim that are from far afield. In the Shulchan Aruch, he says, why is this the first bracha? Mipnei shem meiser in kuf tesvav. Meiser ha'adam min ha'behema hi ha'bina v'asechel. The only reason we're not animals is because we have the ability to think. Therefore, kavu birchas atachonein rosh lem soyis. Therefore, the first thing you daven for is your humanity. The very first thing in Shmona Esrei you daven for is to be more human. The definition of being human is using your brain. Is using your brain. Now, if that's the case, so what happens over here? Why aren't we all with dinosaurs and all this and thesauruses, right? We should all be brainy. We should all be brainy. And that's not true. That's not true. The pshat over here is that we have kochos that are not tapped into, that are the most real of who we are. Imagine a person's walking around and he's not using any all the things that make him him. Imagine how empty he feels. And imagine suddenly he could start using the parts of him that he didn't even know he had. All of these kochos, all of this potential. That's the human being. That's the Ben Adam. And when somebody starts to use their brain, they start to feel like they have a chelek in all of this. Like this is the most real part of them. They've never done it before, and they can even do it better than all of these brainy people. They can think in totally different ways. But when you start doing this, and especially start doing it for a long period of time consecutively, you start connecting with this process. The lowest person, this was a makabel from my Rebbe, the lowest type of person known to us is called Enosh. There are different names for man. The lowest one is Enosh. Enosh, it says in the Sefer or Torah of Rav Isaac Chaver, is one less in gematria than Nachash. He's almost a snake. He's one less. He's just about a snake. That's how far he is from anything impressive. And my Rebbe Zatzal said that an Enosh is someone who's so far from thinking. So far from thinking. And you know what else he is? The word Enosh, if you read it backwards, is Soine! He hates! You know those guys, I hate learning on Shabbos, right? This is like, that's why we're trying to do the Shabbos call, right? I hate Iyun! I hate Bikias! He hates! Why does he hate so many things? I'll tell you a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says you hate things that you can't relate to. The Zohar says this. I'm not going to tell you right now where, in what context the Zohar says. Afterwards, I'm willing to tell you. Not right now. But the Zohar says that we hate things that we can't relate to. And this guy, who's a pitiful excuse for a human being, he's basically almost a snake, right? He can't relate to wisdom, so he hates it. And you think he's making a choice? You think he really has an opinion that he hates it? He doesn't know anything about it. That's why he hates it. Everything he hates because he's not there. He's so far away from what's exciting, from what's real. And that's why we say in Atachonein, Umelamed le'enosh bina. Take this little Enosh guy, right? This guy who's so pitiful, he hasn't used his strongest parts of himself. And he hates himself, essentially. And he's not willing to try. Take this Enosh and give him Bina. Let him think for the first time. A guy says, I hate my car. Yeah, buddy, it's a Tesla. It's a good car. It parks itself. It drives itself. Right? Doesn't it has two trunks, one in the front and one in the back. That's very cool. That's why I would like, you know, when you have a family, that's really trunk space, right? Poor guy, he hates his Tesla. I hate it. Why? So this Chaver from Yeshiva says, let's get in the car, right? So they live on Ramat Golan like me, right? And he puts the car into what he calls R. And he starts going down the hill. He goes, you see? You see? Slicha, Habibi, can I have your car? Why don't you put it in drive? The D, that's don't! I don't do that! Buddy, Slicha, let's learn how to drive this thing before we hate it. We don't realize that we're self-hating Jews. We're mamish self-hating. A person who doesn't use his chachma, bina, and das, who doesn't for one time in his life start thinking about something in a real way, has never experienced being alive. Mamish has never experienced the experience of the joy of being a ben adam. That is the joy. The joy of being a ben adam is to have issues that you're thinking about, Should it be this way? Should it be that way? Maybe it should be this way. Maybe it should be that way. Ah, it should be like this. Or should it? And you're thinking, I hate that. Why would I want to do that? I just want a box of Mike and Ike's, right? And Fortnite, and just goodbye, Charlie. My whole life. They've never touched the experience of geschmack, of enjoyment, of finding themselves. Mamish. And I was thinking, a very famous Gemara. But like all famous Gemaras, they usually get skipped over because they're so famous that no one even thinks when they read them. I would like to think about it, Gemara. Think about it. The Gemara talks about the din that a person goes through at the end of his life. Right? So what happens over here? They ask a lot of famous questions over here. Nasata v'nasata b'emuna. Famous question. Were you honest in business? Kavata itim l'tayra. Were you kaveya learning of Torah? Famous question. Right? Asakta b'piria v'rivya. Were you involved in bringing children into the world? See, Pizl Yeshua. All famous questions. Now we come to a part of the Gemara that's not so famous. Says the Gemara, Pilpalta b'chachma. Did you handle wisdom? Did you get into wisdom? Hevanta dover mitok dover. Did you understand anything deeply? Imagine you get to Shemayim, right? They didn't tell me that this was on the list. They told me to be honest in business. Listen, did you understand things deeply? Nobody told me that one, right? Did you engage in wisdom? And also, this sounds very secular. Speak about Torah. Say, did you learn Maseches Ksubis? That's how they talk up in Shemayim. That's how the Bezin Shemal speaks. Did you engage in wisdom? Like, I'm not in Harvard. I'm in Yeshiva. What's going on over here? The pshat is this. Were you a Ben Adam? Says the Maral in Nesiv Ayira. In Nesiv HaSolem, he says, in Shemayim, they don't ask you what you did when you got here. Just. They ask you who you are. They say, Rabbi Yid, I have a question for you. Were you somebody who used your brain? Were you somebody who thought about things deeply, intensely? Did you use the gift of Tzelem Elokim? Were you shaykh to that, Bechlal? Did you experience what we gave you, this gift? That's the question that they ask up there. Hey, vanta davar mitok davar. You know, we don't even know what it is to think. I'm very nice. I'm a very nice guy. People come and ask me questions right after the shmooze, answer them, and I'm happy to. Please start, continue doing that. Okay? My Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, when we would be in Shir, in Mishle, the Gra, there was such a fear of saying something stupid. And everybody thought he was being mean, who was from the outside. It's like, you know, why can't just we ask our questions? And it was always with a price. One time, I asked a question in the shir, and then as soon as I started speaking, I started blacking out. The room was turning colors. Rav Moshe Shapira was turning colors. I'm like, I think I asked my question, but I have amnesia. I don't remember the experience. Why was he doing that? What was he thinking? He was teaching us to think. And you know what happened in the shir a lot of times? As soon as I wanted to vomit something out, right? So then I was so afraid to speak that it forced me to try to answer my own question. And in the next 3 minutes, I answered it myself. And that's the only reason that I'm zocha to be up here right now, is because I was taught how to think about things. Do you know that my Rebbeim told me that not to tell any Talmidim what to do? I don't know if you ever noticed this, but if people want to come to me and they want to get an answer of what to do, unless it's an emergency, and Shalom Bias, I like to butt in because it's an emergency. I feel bad for the wives. But aside from Shalom Bias, I basically just go, bye. They're like, no, tell me what to do. You're the Rebbe. Right? The Rebbe, I like that. Put on a nice pekisha, right? It's according to my Rebbeim, that's the worst thing you can do for somebody is teach them that you do not have to think. You just go to the rabbi and they hand you an answer. You know what I do with Talmidim, and this is how I was mechanech for my Rebbeim. You go over the tzadim. Why do you want to go back to America? Why do you want to stay here? Let's go over all of the issues. Now you answer it. It's all in front of you. This is why we were brought to Olam Hazeh, to make these types of decisions, to become these types of people. That's the tachlis. I don't mind if somebody comes right after a shmooze and asks me a quick question, but I would love it if the week afterwards they'd say, Rabbi Stark, you're nuts! I have three reasons why you're crazy, only two reasons why you're normal, based on last shmooze. That's a conversation. And I'll put up my, you know, dukes, and we'll discuss it. That's real intelligence. That's real development. That's real development. Where do all these divrei Torah come from that are in the books? You know, that when you need a dvar Torah, where did they come from? They came from people like you who had a problem with a pasuk and had a way to resolve it. We don't even know how to think this way anymore. In colleges, by the way, nobody thinks this way. It's all just taking in information. There's no such thing as fighting something out over there. Over here, it's a war of real expression of self, of really getting in there and becoming part of it. And Rabbeinu Yonah says something amazing. Rabbeinu Yonah says in the beginning of Avos, he says on the Mishnah, Hevu mesunim badin. You should be slow and methodical in judgment. He says something very harsh. Let's say you're not slow and methodical in judgment. He brings a pasuk in Mishlei. Chazisi chazisa ish utz bidvarav. I've seen a man of real stature, a man who really could think, but he's fast. He moves quickly. He just blurts things out. He got the sugya right away. What's the promise of such a person? Meaning, what can we expect of such a person? Tikva l'ksil mimenu. A fool will do better in the base medrash than such a guy. And I want you to know, and he says this here, he says that if a person just thinks, they're a genius, they're the biggest genius in the world, but they say what they think right away and they don't do it slowly and go, maybe like this, maybe like that, then if they prosecute somebody in a Beis Din, they're responsible as a mazid. It's like they mamish shechted the guy. If it was dinei nefashis, it's like they killed him. Mamish. Just because they use their mind quickly. People think, when I was younger, I used to think geniuses were like the greatest thing on the earth, right? They were like, you have to bow to geniuses, and you have to be so impressed by them, and whatever they say, you have to listen to them. I'm going to tell you a big secret. No offense to the geniuses in the crowd. I'm going to tell you a very big secret. Geniuses, as far as I've seen in learning, are the most superficial learners that I've ever seen. And not only are they superficial, but since they're going at such a fast speed, they're so superficial and so complex in their stupidity sometimes that you can't even figure out why they're wrong, because, you know, like those headphones that are all tangled together? That's what geniuses sometimes look like when they come over to you and go, I have a kasha. Lufi the Rashba. Lufi the Tosfos. Lufi the this. Lufi the this. Slow down. I don't have the same Tosfos as you. I don't have the same Rashba as you. I learned everything different than you. So why are they called geniuses? You know why? Because they have big brains. But they learn everything once. And a lot of times it's happened in our yeshiva and in other yeshivas that the geniuses, they get everything right away. And you think, oh, look, they know everything. No, they don't. If a bacher sits and he uses his brain, he uses chachma, which is first taking in the information. Then he uses bina, which is dealing with the problems of the sugya. And then he uses das, which is his conclusion. And he does this over everything. He will be wise. And the guy who moves quickly will be a fool. He'll be a fool who can impress people at a Shabbos table with all of his cute little quotes. But when you start to scratch and ask him about every quote, you see he's never chewed on anything in his life. He's never gotten into it. And we wonder how all of us could have a chelik in Torah. How could everybody have to learn? It's very simple. The head is the top of our body for a reason. It's not just for convenience. There's better view over here from the stomach. I wouldn't be able to see you guys if my head was over here and you wouldn't be able to see my cool expressions, right? That's not why the head is on the top. The head is on the top Because in every Ben Adam, in every Tzelem Elokim, until they learn that the way they should function in life is through their mind, and to use their mind, enjoy their mind, develop their mind. Adam la'amel yulad, says the Tzvarno, is to take your seichel and let it grow from the ground. Let it develop. Any person who hasn't done that has never experienced anything. Has never experienced anything. And there are different types of brains. There are brainy types of brains, and there are geschmack types of brains. I think the geschmack types of brains have many times a more geschmack way of seeing things. They have a totally different angle that a lot of the brainy people, whenever I've had those brainy chavrusas, they can't think out of the box. They're like, well, maybe he's like, they're like trying to figure out how I thought that way, because I don't think normally, so that's why you're stuck thinking normally. So, right, since you're little, with your dinosaurs and your thesaurus, but I think differently. I think out of the box, right? And we have to realize that when we start doing this, we become, every part of our lives becomes with thought, sensitivity towards roommates. It's not just like we vomit out anything we want to say to a friend, like, is this a good idea to say this to a roommate? This is a bad idea. Is this a good idea to say this to my mother-in-law? Right, if you don't learn this lesson now. Trust me, this is the most valuable thing from the Shmuz. Ask yourself, is this a good idea to say to your mother-in-law? Right? But people don't know how to have a developed thought process. And this is the first step in getting into learning. Again, I said we need a few weeks. The first step in getting into learning is getting into your brain. And if you hate thinking and you hated school, school is not the same thing as thinking. I also hated school. My parents sent me to all these specialists to try to figure out what I was. They went to one specialist. It was interesting. I can't believe I'm telling you this. I really put my parents through the ringer. They went to one specialist, and this specialist said, if Dove finds something that he likes, he will soar. It took many years for me to find something that I liked. Right? But the pshat is that this is the only way to become big, is to be like this. And a lot of times you're like, get me out of here. And I hate this. But that's because we're like an Enosh. We're at the lowest point. But if we stick with this over even one winter, we will start finding parts of ourselves that we never had a clue existed, and we'll wave Mike and Ike's and Fortnite, we'll wave them goodbye. We'll wave them goodbye because we're living in such a more exciting place. We're literally living from the top over here. We're the kings. We should all be zeicha to emesa adam la'amal yulad, to put it in, to work. Work is hard, and finding yourself is hard, but we'll be zeicha be'ezus Hashem to become talmidei chacham gedolim.